Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
Uh-oh.
What is it, Demi?
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
My life.
Uh-huh. Hey, welcome.
That's where the uh-oh came from.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those slow boiling reveals that we find out what the reason for your dread is and its context.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Hey, welcome to BigSoftTitty.png. You've wandered into another gorgeous podcast. Cast a gaze around you and look at the content that awaits. Oh, yes. What's that on the horizon? The end of the episode.
Yes. Hold by the bead curtain and take a kimono. We're ready to podcast.
Yes. And once you've got that kimono on, divest yourself of it and put on one of our free-flowing robes. Now you are truly in a position to take in the luxury content that's about to caress those deep wrinkles in your genius brain.
Splay yourself upon the panda we've strapped to the floor as a seat.
Mm-hmm. It's rare, and it wants to be anywhere else, but we're keeping it there for you so that you and your loose flowing robe, and actually now that I'm thinking about it, why don't you slip on out of that thing? I've got a caftan here that will look just wonderful on you.
Yes.
Especially if I cinch its flowing material around your gorgeous waist.
Mm-hmm.
And now lay back on the panda.
Lay back on that panda.
And we're just about ready to start the podcast.
That's because that's the rare panda. Would you like a medium rare panda?
And would you like the medium rare panda? It's a little less bloody than the rare panda because the rare panda, of course, fought its way out of a poaching incident with a blade between its teeth. Now,
please slip off that caftan. Please slip off the caftan.
Oh, thank goodness. I'd almost worried those norks were gone forever. I'm yet to develop object permanence, so whenever a lady puts on a bra, I weep for the breasts I thought died.
Yeah, they do die when that's a coffin for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Every day I learn to respect and value the bodies of women in a different and exciting way.
Yeah. Do you want to start again? Or?
No. Breasts, what a crazy thing.
Breasts, what a crazy thing. A bed for the nipple, you might say.
Yeah.
Or a woman's pair of eggs.
There's already eggs in there.
No, not for all of us.
Fair enough.
So, when that hatches,
you're
going to get yourself a milk chicken.
It would be scary for you to find out just by having your breasts sat on that they've been waiting to hatch all this time. Now, as soon as all the milk in the titty curdles, it stands up and finds a place to grow a new woman.
It actually hatches more like, so you know how like when chickens come out, they're like, meep, 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 ah, what the fuck, meep, 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 where do I go? And they suck the mum's tit.
Baby. Meep, 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 oh, jeez, I was in there a little while ago.
Yeah.
And now this is so big.
Yeah, and they need on the mother chicken to get out the milk from the breast. And they're just sort of walking around. And like when a calf falls out of a cow, it's kind of like, oh my god, I'm covered in all this viscera and goo.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty shaky on my legs, but mum's going to lick all that pussy slime off my face and then I'm going to be good to go.
Leave some for me, mum. That stuff tastes like home.
Yeah. And so then also, do you know how like when like a baby lizard is born, it kind of comes out and it's like, oh man, I'm not really sure what I look like when I come out or what I do. Mm. And then so do you also know that like so when a baby eagle is born and it cracks off the top of that egg and it's like, wah, 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 vomit on me, wah. You know
its
that?
First words out of its mouth are, don't look down, don't look down.
Yep. Yeah.
Because it's so scared of how high up it is. It can't fly yet.
Got vertigo, yeah. Mm. But then you know how when a baby turtle is born.
Certainly.
They're on the beach and they're all like, fucking run! Until they get to the ocean.
Yeah, bursting out of an egg the same way that like an NRL team bursts through a banner at the start of the game, just charging headlong into something full of sharks.
Why are so many of us flying away? We don't do that. Oh, dear.
Oh, you guys are going to the premium ocean? All right, I'll settle for the reg.
I'm going to that big ocean in the sky.
Waving down a bird.
Me too, champ.
Me too. Oh, go on.
Look at his friends next to him. He's like, all right, champion, precious cargo, okay? Get her home safe.
Oh, oh man. It would be wonderful.
And then the little light on the seagull's head says, in service.
Yeah. It would be really nice to be born out of an egg.
Uh-huh.
Because don't things that come out of eggs, they have something that they use to break through the egg more often than not. Like they have a they're born with something that chips away at the egg, like a special big tooth.
Yeah.
Or a chisel, yes.
Yeah.
Each turtle is born with a single ball peen hammer.
Yeah.
That it is able to use once and then chucks behind its little shoulder, which is hard for it because its shoulder is inside the shell.
The shoulder is inside the shell.
And the ball peen hammer just kind of rattles around there. It doesn't grow with the rest of the turtle as long as it lives.
No. It just crankles.
Yeah. But isn't that true that you just, oh man, that would be so annoying if you're a turtle and you had something in your shell. It'd be like having something in your shoe, but huge. Imagine having a shoe around your whole body. Okay, you've encountered a shell.
I think it'd be like having something in your bed.
Oh, but also you walk around in your bed.
You don't, I know. They don't walk around.
Turtles do.
As far as I've heard, Demi, they not in their shell.
They get
not in their shell.
Turtles can apparently reach land speeds that are incredibly high.
Oh, inside the shell? And they're running around it like if a hamster wheel just stopped and you kept going.
I'm saying that they walk around, like, you don't spend the day in your bed walking around with it attached to you.
Oh, a turtle's shell on its back, not the egg.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now we're on the same Google search results tab.
Fantastic.
I just wanted to update it for the kids, you know, the kids.
This is going to be a very fascinating episode to edit and master.
Why?
As you are currently... You're either speaking at a normal volume or at kind of a, labored last breath volume where you are the last bit of air escaping a corpse.
Sorry.
That's all right, baby. You got a lot on your lap. You got a blanket and a cat.
Yeah, he's happy.
He's having a wonderful time. And let's not dwell on the question of whether Demi is happy.
Let's not talk about it.
Okay, here's my pitch. Let's make this a little bit less busy.
The baseball hit me.
Oh, I beamed you. Yep. All right, well, here's my idea.
The light bulb hit me.
Okay.
Tom nodded his head so quickly when he had his idea that now the light bulbs, the pieces are shattered in my face and mouth.
Boy, you are bleeding a lot.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's my concept.
Okay.
So what I think... and I see your eyes tracking from left and then right like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
But I'll just continue with my, as I said, my concept, which is Teenage Mutant Ninja. Okay, that's enough. Let's just make this a little less busy.
Okay.
Okay. Heroes in a New York. Teenage power.
Heroes in a Jenkos.
Why aren't there more superheroes that wear cargo shorts? I mean, it would get rid of the need for a utility belt completely.
Yeah, but you want it. You want the utility belt. Oh, yeah, you want to reach to your knee?
Yeah.
To get your shark repellent spray?
I would love that.
You want to reach to your knee and not your hip?
Yeah. If I'm Batman and I'm... And just remembering that Batman is an insanely rich billionaire who just beats up, like, street-level criminals. If I'm Batman and I'm reaching down to my knee to retrieve, I don't know, the Batarang I've developed to be extremely effective on just Polish people or whatever fucking weird science he'd actually be working on. Yeah.
So you don't want to reach down to your knee.
I think that that would be better because the belt you want to really... You want the belt to focus on the belt because if the belt at any point in time malfunctions, people are staring at Batman's weird little penis.
Yeah.
And that gives away the whole game because everyone knows that Bruce Wayne is the guy with the fucked up looking tiny dick.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
My tiny penis.
Nobody look.
Nobody look at my tiny penis.
Nobody look at my tiny penis.
And nobody look at Bruce Wayne's tiny penis. They're not the same one.
Oh.
I hate the Joker.
Very small.
Who's that? Is that the Joker?
Yeah.
Wow, that looks like that urethra had a knife put in its mouth by its father and
yeah.
Said, why so seaminous? And then did the thing I did with my mouth. It's a fucked up looking thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, did you get your circumcision done by Mr. Zazz?
Yes. Famously.
Okay.
Who told you?
Who told you?
Yeah, I think that Batman should wear cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Batman should wear cargo shorts. The Riddler should keep doing exactly what he's doing.
Really?
A skin tight question mark bodysuit. That
think
is
his
the perfect
skin
thing.
Skin should be tight.
Skin tight.
Yeah.
Wig set. He's looking gorgeous. We're getting rid of the Riddler's wrinkles.
Teeth loose. Not falling out, but not just comfortable.
Whenever he runs, you can see them wibbling side to side.
His teeth are basically just like a bunch of tongues in his mouth.
Oh, man, how long? Remember when you just used to have a loose tooth?
Me.
I was kind of using it in the general conversation. Yeah, you.
I remember when I just had a loose tooth.
Wasn't that so weird?
Yeah.
Like using your tongue to just poke around a tooth and it being like, quack, quack, going back and forth.
Yeah.
Damn, the rules done changed. That didn't happen with teeth before. Now they're moving all over the place.
Mine didn't go the way that you just did with your hand, which was a forward and back motion. Mine kind of went like,
yeah.
At the front. It was two at the time each time. And a little man would walk in. The jaunty piano music would stop abruptly.
Yeah.
And then he'd chuck back a whiskey and slam it on the floor and yell, yee-haw, and then everyone would start dancing again.
Yeah. Your uvula ends up shot.
Yeah.
Really stuck on the idea of Batman in cargo shorts here,
okay,
Demi.
Okay, do you want to talk about it again?
Okay, so Batman, obviously there's a bunch of gritty, dark reimaginings of this wonderful hero.
Mm.
He originates in a comic book, which much like a film, and correct me if I'm getting this right, much like a film, a comic book uses a series of images to create the illusion of motion. But in a comic book, you're in control of the speed with which you go through these images that I mentioned.
Yes.
So you're able to look at the first panel, which is of a man brooding in a cave.
Uh-huh.
And then the second panel will be
a man breeding in a cave.
Breeding in a cave. Third panel, of course, a man braiding in a cave.
Uh-huh.
Fourth panel
would be a man briding in a cave.
Mm.
And there's a lot of them, which is interesting.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
The polygamous. Batman and
fifth panel, yeah. Of course, once you've lingered a little bit on that one, making sense of it all, appreciating the line work, you go down to the man brooding in the cave,
mm-hmm.
And he's just having a great time broing out with the boys. It's clear, you don't get the sense that it's a man cave, but you get the sense that it's just a nice place. Kick back, chill, relax. Then, of course, you get to the sixth panel.
Oh, yeah.
And you find out it's the Batcave.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Batman himself that's been doing all these activities.
He's been brooding. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Braiding. Not to mention braiding.
Yeah, it's definitely been braiding.
Of course.
Yeah.
What about Batman, but just at the back of the mask, you see a long plait of hair? Hey, man, I don't know if you've seen, but I think Batman might have a new vulnerability right up the top of his mask because he's got a top knot.
This makes me think of, like, and this isn't a, like, piece of fan art that I've seen, but I just thought about it and it made me so mad. Just like somebody sharing a fan art that they've done of Batman in like an apron and he's like braiding his daughter's hair and someone replying with, "This is life."
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Dads, Batman, take note.
Batman learning to braid Oracle's hair after she got paralyzed by the Joker. God.
He didn't even tell that many jokes.
What kind of batarangs would you have if you were the Batman?
What do you mean, what kind? Like how many? What sharp?
Well, there are so many different functionalities. So there's the remote batarang, which is kind of – everything gets kind of looped under the one phrase or one label of batarang, everything that Batman kind of throws. But some of them are, for example, remote-controlled batarangs, which he can steer around. And then there's other things like explosive batarangs where it seems like that returning to you would be very not ideal.
Okay.
You know, there's a bunch of different use batarangs. And I want actually the batarang Wikipedia here. A batarang is a roughly bat-shaped throwing weapon. Huh. Oh, I get it.
I get it.
The name is a portmanteau of bat and boomerang. Well, what do you know?
The kind of boomerang that I'm usually dealing with is when my mother will call me on my telephone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a boomerang you.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Good.
So the kind of batarang that I would have would be so there's – have you ever seen when a bat is like sort of sleeping and it's sort of curled up in a tree?
Yeah.
And it's more of a smooth shape and it has less points and stuff and it's a little bit bigger at the end where its head is than at the feet.
Yeah, right. So it's kind of a cylindrical but with a taper to it.
Yeah. So I would have that and I would have a machine that the batarang goes inside of full of some sort of explosive substance with like a hammer that will hit the end of the – batarang and propel it forwards with tremendous force.
Would have to be a small hammer. Might have to call a turtle in.
Yeah, but that's that's lucky because I have one.
So you
on my speed dial, I had a turtle named Russell that I gave to my little sister before she moved to Mildura. So
that's good.
So that'll actually be fine for me.
Yeah. And definitely with your family's track record with animals, that turtle will be alive and well.
Alive and well, yes.
Yep. And not...
I'd like to take another go at that. Well, that won't be a problem for me because I'll just call my friend Michelangelo.
Okay. That's funny.
Yep.
And also really nicely avoids the fact that every animal that your family is kind of taking care of is...
Not David.
But that was on your dad's side. Your mum's side. Good gracious.
Good grief. Hey, Mom, what happened to the chow that we had? He's elsewhere. Oh, okay. I like that dog.
Oh, what happened to that huge turtle that used to chase me around and terrorize me in the backyard? An event.
His hammer did get bigger.
Yeah.
I can prove it.
That's good. It is fun to think of Batman accidentally inventing a gun after being like his whole thing being that he doesn't kill. Yeah, he doesn't use guns, he doesn't kill. And then finally using your Batarang invention and just like cocking it back and be like, yes, the perfect Batarang. I'm so much better at crime fighting now that I have this gang, 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 gang. Like, I think I would make a Batarang that just goes straight up.
Oh, yeah. Does it come back down?
No, just goes straight up, tells God about the guy.
And then God can deal with him.
Yeah, God's problem now.
Yeah.
I'm Batman, I'm busy.
Yeah. I like to tie my prayers to a brick and huck them as high as I can get.
Boy, oh boy, Hey, I'll tell you what about this guy. Sometimes this godfella has returned to Senderon because I have suffered some injuries. Boy, have I been beamed by my brick. Hey, Demi's got a cool new tattoo. Oh, no, that's newsprint that came into her at a very high speed.
I think it'd be great to have a batarang that was shaped exactly like a rolled up newspaper that was coming towards your front door.
That's for if there's, oh, okay. I was thinking that's for like if there's any kind of criminal dog that you need to lightly chastise because Batman doesn't want to like actually hurt them. He's like, no.
No. What about a frisbee?
I love that. Recreational batarang for him to chuck around with Robin sometimes.
No, I think I would just trick them and be like, oh, yeah, and throw the frisbee and they'd be like, whee, and jump up and catch it.
Oh, right.
In their mouth.
Gotcha.
Wait, what were we doing? Oh, that's right.
Grr. Oh, wait.
Grr at you, Batman. Grr.
Yeah, hoping their reflexes at having a good time kick in.
Yeah.
And then you're really banking on the fact that Batman's reflexes won't kick in, which they won't because he never had a childhood because, as we all know, his mother and father were killed in a necklace stealing incident.
Yeah.
Outside of a movie theater or opera house.
Yeah. Or a necklace breaking incident.
Yeah.
From what I can tell.
Some guy came up and said, that necklace is too powerful.
Yeah. That necklace is too on you.
Grip. Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I am the owner of the alley and we were looking for some pearls to be strewn around.
Hey, sorry, but this alleyway is my girlfriend and I forgot to get her an anniversary present, so I'm going to need that necklace.
This is so embarrassing. In the alley.
In the alley.
Ah.
Oh, don't.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you'd embarrass me like this in front of the Wayans. It'd be hard to write a Batman film in this modern day, Demi. I mean, I know they're trying it, but geez, can you imagine them trying to tell me that the Wayans were killed after leaving a screaming of prestige drama Game of Thrones?
I could imagine them trying, yeah.
What, do these guys have an alleyway built in their house?
They could,
right next
yeah.
to the TV room where they were watching the prestige TV series Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I think the house would be big enough they could have an alleyway in their house.
I mean, even if they did, do you think that they would actually have the balls to include the dialogue of them being like, oh, I thought that was okay, and then the other person being like, ah.
Yeah.
Martha Wayne's like, I just don't understand.
Yeah, and they've got also a robber hatchery in the house, which is where the robber came from.
Hey, did you remember to close the door to the to that criminal terrarium we had installed a little while ago where the criminal runs around?
No.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I... Yeah, you're going to really love this house, Mr. Wayne. We even have an in-house murderer who does his little rounds.
Yep.
Traipses around.
Oh, don't let him get you.
Don't let him get you.
Don't let him get
you. Oh, boy. But no. You're perfectly fine as long as you don't wear this necklace.
Yeah, this place has got a lot of charm. It's a bit of a fixer-upper. There's the murder man.
There's the murderer?
There is the murderer. So the fixer-uppering you're going to have to be doing is don't get a hole in you.
Yeah. What you're going to want to do is buy some extra drywall just so you can patch up any holes you or your wonderful wife. Wife? Oh, congratulations to you both, haven't you?
And from well done on the this baby on the way. Oh, you're not? Oh, dear. Well, enjoy your house.
Have fun out there. Oh, my God.
Stupid, 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 Jerry, stupid. You talked yourself into a hole. You had the sale. You didn't need to do this. Oh, Vanessa's going to be so upset with you.
She's going to be furious. She's going to be furious. No, don't worry. Don't worry.
And he comes home and
hey, man, is everything okay? No, yeah, it's all right, murderer.
He comes home and his Hungry Man meal is just in the sink with a note that says, I can't do this anymore.
Oh.
He throws his whiskey glass at the wall. He didn't even fill it with whiskey.
Damn.
Like shit. And also it doesn't break because it's made out of thick plastic, not glass.
He
goes, dunk, hits him in the head and he goes, aw.
Oh. Oh, I spent all my whiskey glass money on buying my wife.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can give to the Majo this.
What did he give?
I spent all my money buying my wife this HDMI cable.
Yeah.
This Lux HDMI cable with golden plating inside.
Yeah.
So I didn't buy that fancy whiskey cup. But she had sold her PS4 to buy me a whiskey cup holder.
Is that a new hand?
Yep.
Hey,
would you have a whiskey cup holder if it wasn't just a hand?
I don't know.
She got him that hand surgery that he wanted to get him one.
Yeah. Now, are you going to take off your hands and just put in a new one? Will it look different from my old hand? Oh, no.
No, 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 no.
Will it function better? I don't know.
Ugh, much worse.
Shouldn't think so, not the way I'm doing it.
It has 9 fingers, and for some reason, they're all pointing in.
Yeah.
And I don't know how.
All right, buddy, beggars can't be choosers. I didn't elect for this surgery to occur to me. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I don't remember how I got here. The doctor still has the chloroform rag in his hand.
Yeah.
And it is a legit hospital, and he's not a criminal.
No.
Oh, who's this?
He's a really good surgeon, so sometimes they let him surge for sport.
Come on in here, dude. Go crazy. Do whatever you care to.
Woo!
Woo! It would be fun to kind of go creative mode on
surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good game,
I think. I would like to make that game.
Well, they got the surgeon simulator, which is kind of similar, but I feel like it's not.
No, I want to like create a better body.
Yeah. Kind of like Spore, but not dog shit.
Yeah.
Mm. We got the fingers running down the back like a triceratops now.
Yeah. Open the mouth, more fingers.
Oh, baby. Oops, all fingers. Welcome to the new human body.
I put fingernails on my eyelids.
Oh, good. Yay.
And then when I'm getting bored, I want to do the thing where I drum my fingernails on the table, but I have to just go thwack, thwack, thwack with my head.
Yep. Hey, great news about the new human body we've been working on. All thumbs. We figured 2 took us to the top of the food chain. Let's see how we go with 10.
This comes up. I've talked to you about my theory before about snakes, right? About how I genuinely believe that if you strapped like 100 snakes together in the shape of a dog, that eventually it would learn to live like a dog. Because what else is it going to do?
Die.
No, because I think it'll figure out how to feed itself if most of the heads are in a similar place.
It won't.
I think it will.
Okay.
I think I think a couple of the snakes will teach themselves to function as like one leg.
Right.
And then like maybe 2 or 3 snakes to a leg.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know, like 17 snakes for the body. One lowly snake for the tail.
Uh-huh.
That's Dennis.
So you're coming out here and saying, you know what? I've been thinking about this for a long time, and in my professional opinion, snakes are sentient and capable of organizing and living as a community.
No, I want to strap them together, and I think eventually they'll figure out the only way that they're able to eat is by just acting as a dog. Tom's penis has eyelashes.
And we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Right.
They're long and luscious. And
shut up. Shut the fuck up. We took the break to avoid
at the
this.
End of the hole.
No. Oh, man. Yeah, I wish to have no more pubic hair. And look what it got me. Now I got hair right over the edge of this thing.
Cubic hair, I said. I was about to say cubic hair by accident.
That's good.
Couldn't get out of it.
Hey, Demi, I got something from the internet here.
My legs are dead. I'm jealous of them. The cat's heavy.
The cat is heavy and very on you. Do you want me to pick him up?
No, I love him.
Okay. This is from the happiest place on earth, Demi, the self-suck forums, reddit.com/r/autofellatio.
Wonderful.
Hey, I never asked your opinion on this. Should that theme song be a regular feature?
Oh, do we have one?
Yeah.
What was it like?
It's one that's like self-suck.
Oh, yeah, I would like that to play. Let's have it play now.
Okay.
Self-suck, roundup, drinking, my own nut. Putting lips on my glands, I kiss wrong. I like to blow, but I won't leave home. I'll just bend over and lick own chode. Say it ain't so, do you think though? Does it feel better if I keep going on, 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 on,
on. Welcome to the Self-Suck Roundup.
All right, and that's played. What did you think?
I liked it as much as ever.
Okay, good. Hey, this is from that wonderful subreddit, Autoflatio. How many hours a week do you spend self-sucking? So here are the options, Demi. This is for a week. So 7 days, traditional measurement of time.
Yeah.
7 days.
7 full days.
7 full days. While I'm writing this, please excuse my English because I am talking through a voice recognition software.
Oh, whoops. I mean,
sorry, I wasn't talking about dick for a second there.
Do they ever talk about sucking their balls?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one or two guys who's like, well, not only can I suck my dick, I can suck my balls. And the other guy's like, whoa, cool. As with everything, as soon as someone posts like, well, I finally sucked my dick, or like, I licked my balls, or the rest of the guy's like, wow, great job, dude. Jealous. Like, it's genuinely very supportive.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah. Aw. How'd you do it? Did you crack him off?
You know what I would do if I had like a partner who desperately, desperately wanted to self-suck?
Okay.
I would
and we're
wait,
talking hypothetically, just to be clear.
Talking completely hypothetically. And his name is Bomb.
Okay.
Vorka.
Shut up. All right. Yeah, go on.
I would, so 2 days before their birthday,
yeah,
I would like knock them out somehow.
Mm.
And then I would take them to the hospital to our, fancy fusion, body altering doctor.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be like, all right, take out like 2 ribs on each side.
Yep.
And then I would tie a bow around their penis and then wake them up on their birthday.
That's so nice. Them pressing their hands to their face like, oh, my God. Oh, no, it's too easy.
How will I get anything done?
Slamming out the back of his head. Well, actually, on the tone of how would I get anything done, JB8668 has replied with, when I was single, I think it would be up around 20 plus.
Times a week.
20 plus hours a week.
Oh, hours a week.
Yeah. So that's...
Well, that could just be one time.
Well, like, you think he was going off the fact that he had a public holiday that he set aside?
Yeah.
You know what? Today's all about me. Gah!
I think, isn't it weird that, like, the uvula would never be expecting to see that?
You are so right.
Wouldn't the uvula be like, what are you doing here?
Dude, I recognize you.
Like, 26 years ago, we were split from basically the same cell. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Are you, Jeremy?
It's like when your primary school friend comes into your work. And you're
yeah.
Like, what? You still what? Exist?
Yeah.
We move in different circles. We've outgrown each other. Hey, get away.
Get out of here. And we're not hugging right now. Do the elbow. Gives you a clear view of their Southern Cross tattoo.
The options are 1 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, funny, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, or 20 plus. Guesstimating, this is by Happy Boy Hubba, guesstimating 15 to 20. I'd say I average about 2 hours almost every night, and I've been working in a half hour or so most weekdays. So that's them sucking their own dick for half an hour or so every day, and then when night rolls around, they'll kind of just roll themselves up into a little silver, what's the name of that bug?
They're like little pill bugs.
Little pill bug. They're just going to pill. He's just going to pill bug himself up and suck himself to sleep.
If you step near him and frighten him, he's just like.
Oh, the good.
He rolls away. Just a toddler holding this naked man with his own dick in his throat being like, can I keep it?
Can I ask you, 20 plus guys, are you selfing 3+ hours every day? Or do you have like special days when you get to spend a long time with your cock?
It's like McHappy Day.
Well, and even then, like, so you think it's like McHappy Day, the day that you spend, and just to be clear, a long time with your cock is more than 3 hours.
Mm.
So in this guy's view, 3 hours a day is not excessive.
That's not excessive. And he thinks, so anything over that, he does think is a special amount.
Yeah.
For a day.
If you are sucking your dick for, and I think I would agree with him here, if you are sucking your dick for 4 to 5 hours, that is because you have made scheduling and logistics choices that have led to that happening.
Yeah, it's not a matter of needing to or horniness. It's because you must, because you set it aside.
Yes. You know what? I'm not really feeling up to it anymore, but oh, no, I've set aside the time. So for context, the thing that I do most right now is I just check my screen time. This week, it's about 3 hours on my phone.
Mm.
Which isn't good. 3 hours, 13 minutes. Average, apparently, right now.
Average a day?
Yep.
Ah.
So this guy's spending that much time sucking his own dick. Every day.
And he pulls up the app, holds down the left nut.
Yeah.
So it comes up.
Here's my question, Demi. Do you think that man is happier than me?
Yeah.
Yep. Right? There's no way.
If not, then definitely happier than me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not even putting that to the question. He's definitely happier than you. He's spending 3 hours a day doing what he loves.
I think roadkill is happier than me.
Oh, yeah, it reached the end of the road. Here's another one. This is the first post I found in a while that made me be like, that's gross.
Okay.
Again, just a genuinely evocative one. So just a bit of a warning to anyone out there. If you want to avoid something that just made me say, that's kind of gross, then maybe skip forward a little.
Can I, I watched the 55-year-old blackhead removal yesterday. Can I ask?
Really bad.
How?
There's a video of a 55-year-old blackhead being removed by, I believe, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
And it sprays nasty gunk or whatever.
No, she like pulls all the nasty gunk out with like a little face spoon.
Genuinely finding out that people I know watch Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, she's a woman, so.
Yeah, no, I watch her husband's side channel.
Mr. Pimple Maker.
It's follow the money, follow the money.
Rubbing dirt and oil on people's faces.
Who makes money from the pimples? Fuck, what was I talking about?
How many of these guys?
Wait, no, what was I talking about? I can't remember.
How many of these guys on this website mention their girlfriends ever?
Some of them mention their wives, mostly.
Oh, because then they're trapped.
Yeah, I think some of them are mentioning the breakup between, it's a pretty even divide as far as I can tell between gay and straight. Mm. But then some people are like, yeah, I've either, you know, always loved sucking my own dick and my wife knows that. Or it's like, oh, well, I've got a way higher libido than my wife. And so I suck my own dick.
Yeah.
So to compensate for that, I roll myself up into a little ball like Sonic and just go crazy on myself for a few hours.
That's awesome.
And avoid being walked in on by her adult children because I cannot risk that coming to light.
Sometimes I wedge myself sideways in the bath.
Finding out that people I know and like watch and enjoy pimple popping content is how I feel it would find out that someone you've known is the thing. Like, a spy. It feels so profoundly difference-making. Because now whenever I picture that person alone, I'm picturing them watching one of those videos where, like, someone is like, wow. You know, they're kind of, like, talking that weird way that's grossed out, but also because their channel or whatever revolves around them doing this. When they see something like that, you can tell from the way they're talking that they're really seeing dollar signs.
Yeah.
When they look at that big, nasty thing.
Yeah.
This fucking white oil buried under this poor woman's face. Ready for the tapping.
Oh, you hit eyeball.
Yeah, we Dr. Pimple Popper in Scandal after she accidentally squeezed eyeball.
That's just a pimple you want.
I had pimple madness, says Dr. Pimple Popper. Trying to squeeze teeth.
She's just on bath salts. Yeah, it's like, yeah, finding out that people really get off on, like, not like hornily, but like get off on watching those videos is like finding out they've been to prison.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Or finding out someone was married in their 20s. And you're like, what? You have this whole.
Why?
Actually, no, because that's kind of neutral. Like, people are allowed to have their whatever. But like, finding out that is so crazy.
Yeah.
Blah. Bah. Adventures into relearning to self-suck, 36M, Houston. Okay, so last summer I was 205 pounds and I would self-suck daily and I could get about halfway down. I'm 7 inches. Unfortunately, near the end
How
of the summer...
How short is this man?
And judging from that, why didn't he tell us the dimensions of his minuscule penis?
How tall could he possibly be? He's a smurf, I say, a smurf.
36M, Houston, occupation, action figure. Unfortunately, near the end of the summer, I separated my shoulder in the gym and couldn't work out anymore.
Oh, they just had their differences?
Yeah, very good.
Irreconcilable differences about money and whatnot.
Yeah, they really disagreed on the direction a certain barbell should be going. The guy thought it should go up. The barbell thought it should go down. They, you know, kind of split the difference, and that meant that the shoulder went sideways.
They split amicably.
Yeah. I went into a general depression and gained 50 pounds and couldn't even come close anymore to self-sucking.
General depression? That's my job in the army.
That's funny. See?
I see.
Good. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say I'm so sad.
I know. I went into a general depression and gained 50 pounds and couldn't even come close anymore to self-sucking.
Aww.
I know. Everything went wrong. This is kind of the rock bottom of the protagonist. Yeah.
Everything that could possibly go wrong.
Yeah. Well, I know that I've separated my shoulder, but surely I can soothe myself with a nice, soothing self-suck. Aww.
Aww.
And you're staring at it right there, so it's like, aww.
Please.
I remember.
Please come down to me.
I remember when you were here.
You get a postcard from your penis that says, wish you were here.
At the beginning of this summer, I began running again to lose the weight since none of my clothes could fit. And also, obviously, because he couldn't suck his own dick. Since this time, I've dropped 35 pounds and have gone from 255 to 220 and now have the ability to lick the head again, which I'm loving. And this is the bit
The head of
is,
the penis? Not the head of the man?
I mean, you have to think it's the head of the penis. That's you licking your own upper lip.
Yeah, it's part of my head.
That's good.
Get me on that forum.
Yeah. I'm ready to... You know what? You spent all that time training. I'm ready to tag you in.
I'm just going to go on there and be like, guys, I tried my second self-suck today and I forgot to take off the jeans again.
Fuck. Any tips you guys have for remembering to self-suck by bending forward, not backward? I am in much pain.
I haven't gotten to the head of the penis yet. I'm up to mid-calf. I think I'll be able to get to knee tomorrow. Maybe eventually upper thigh. I'm really not liking the space it's taking in my gullet.
Yeah. Hey, guys, here's my self-suck form. Any tips? And then just a photo of you doing a deep nod. Haven't really worked out how to progress from here. Boy, I hope you guys have some clues. Jeez,
I put it like a video of me standing up, and then as I go down, you can just hear my teeth chattering and going.
It'd be funny to make an account just on and keep posting on the Autofellatio subreddit, just being like, well, I can do it, and it feels better than you can ever imagine because I do it like this, and then just like detailing a very bad way to suck your own penis.
Hey, guys, I just found out other people have mouths too.
Yeah. Hey.
Why am I using mine?
I've really enjoyed sucking my own dick, but now that I realize there's a possibility to get someone else to do it, good gracious, what have I been doing? Also, restaurants are a fun alternative to cooking and eating your own food every day. So this is the bit.
Hey, you love that friend, your sock? Well, meet its hard sister, the shoe.
Yep. Just a guy finding out about
other stuff.
Other stuff.
He's seen some stuff and then he finds out about other stuff, and that's our show.
Whoa, there's more freaking stuff?
There's some other stuff.
Oh my God.
Are you getting sad now? Because I'm sad. Am I doing a bad thing to you?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
Would you like to hear the gross bit?
Yeah.
The new thing that I am enjoying, which could be nasty, I suppose, to some, is before I go jogging is when I do my stretches to self. And now, with licking the head, my pre-cum gets into my beard some. And after about 20-ish minutes of jogging, I can taste myself as I run. And it makes me run harder to try again as soon as I get home and to lose the additional weight and to get back to fully self-sucking.
Huh. I don't like that.
No. Just watching a bearded man jogging and then lick his lips and burst into a full sprint.
Come, 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 yummy, come, come, come.
Shooting his own fucking pre-cum like Popeye's spinach. Wrapping his fist around his dick and squeezing it till it breaks at the end and just goops all of his cum into his mouth and then he just... sorry for the long-winded post. It's not that long. But just wanted to post this.
Certainly is winded.
So others can get motivated. Well, yeah, he's running and he hasn't been doing it for a while. So others can get motivated to lose weight or do what needs to be done to achieve greatness.
Yeah.
Would you say that's achieving greatness?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the Neanderthals would be really stoked to see that.
Yeah. Wow. I can see why they won.
Eventually, I think Jesus is going to want this guy for a raindrop. Yeah. He's going to pull him up to heaven.
Yeah. Hey, brother, we saw you doing such good work down there on earth. We figured heaven could use a bit of a lick of paint as well. Oh, and I think there's someone who wants to meet you. Jesus steps back and it's his dick. The guy's dick, like, slowly walking towards him like a dog meeting a soldier come home from war. Getting down, kissing his dick on the lips as, like, cavorts around him. Oh, my God, yay.
The cat is about to fall off. I'm trying to basket him with the blanket.
You're catching the cat in the blanket you have by kind of lifting it up in the edges, so it looks almost like you're creating a little carry basket for him.
Yeah.
But he is still slipping because he's a big, fat idiot.
He's going to fall.
He's going to fall.
David, don't fall. Look, I'm pulling you up. All right.
There we go.
Idiot.
Idiot boy.
Idiot.
Stupid. Loves to rest his head on wrists.
Yeah.
Loves to take the part of the body that people use the most in any given day and be like, I'm
well, not these guys.
Here. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. For these guys, David would love to rest his head on the lower vertebrae that are kind of at the glowing red stage of damage in most of these guys. There was another fucking post on the subreddit, which I didn't screen cap because I was like, we've seen too many of these. But it was another fucking guy being like, hey, I've got a bit of extremely stinging back pain. Should I take a day off self-sucking?
No, dude.
No.
Grind.
If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Grind, bro. Grind those vertebrae together.
Yes.
I bet a lot of these guys are thinking, like, looking at their dick and be like, oh, why couldn't you have the spine? You know?
Yeah.
So they could just go, nope.
That would solve the problem. To have no bone in your back.
I wonder how many animals can suck their own dick just normally.
Probably lots.
Snakes. No, I'm warning you, Tom.
Oh, no.
Look at the door.
Hey, that's been this episode of BigSoftTitty.png.
Sorry, I'm so depressed. I'll be happy again soon, I promise.
We want to thank our sponsors. Thank you so much to Team SoloMid, a US esports organization that I've decided to start saying I'm sponsored by.
Don't do that.
Okay.
You can do it if you want.
Well, then we'd love to thank the people who bring you the show every week, Tom, Demi, and Demi's little black pupper that follows her around.
I Okay, thanks, guys. Get on our Patreon if you want some more content.
Yeah, it's good shit.
It is fun.
We have some fucking great episodes on that Patreon.
Yeah, we do, and you get all of them when you get on there.
The most, I think one of the most recent ones, what was it? Stupid event happened with me.
Stupid event happened with me as a
so
banger.
So funny. All right. That's been this week's episode. Thank you so much. Hey, you know what, Demi? I'm going to take us out on one last sex doll post.
All right.
All right. This is from the sex doll subreddit. My doll has become a big issue for me. So I came here in search of buying a female sex doll as a female because I was struggling to find women to go that far with. Long story short, I paid $1,700 for something I haven't touched. My grandparents keep asking me, what is this large box in my house? I just told them it's my ex's exercise equipment I'm trying to sell. Well, I didn't realize it would be this difficult to sell this thing.
Really quickly, I'm so sorry.
Please.
I thought you said it's your ex's eyes equipment. It's a gigantic box of glasses that your ex's ex left in your house for some reason as payback, I guess.
My understanding of lesbian relationships is that that is something that would be present in a lesbian house.
Absolutely.
However, this person is someone who is a female looking to explore sex with a female through a sex doll. So I think this is not something that would happen.
Then did you say female?
Honestly, with what I've said in the past, probably.
I just liked it. That's all.
Oh, good.
Female.
It's time for the finale. I'm just very, very disappointed in myself over this and came here to see if anyone has experienced this situation. The only person who seemed genuinely interested was hell-bent on meeting in person, and it made me feel suspicious. This doll is a secret of mine, and I don't expect to have someone with me when I take it wherever to be sold.
Oh, so she's selling.
She's getting rid of the sex doll because she's never used it.
Aww.
And her grandparents keep asking what's in that big lady-shaped box.
It's just a human lady.
It's weights. It's genitals weights. You put your genitals on it and then you lift them up with it. Nothing more. Why that? That's a magician's assistant I'm hiding.
It's my clitoris hammer. Don't ask me these things.
Stupid.
All right.
All right.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.